If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community.
Welcome back. If you're new around here, my name is Victoria Hackett. I'm the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com. Today, I want to talk about something simple, powerful, and honestly non-negotiable. If you want to feel more grounded in your life, we're going to talk about gratitude in nature. Not the greeting card version of gratitude and not the go outside and everything is magical version of nature. I'm going to talk about the real science-backed benefits of putting these two things together, gratitude and time outdoors, two practices that on their own can change the way your brain handles stress, mood, and connection. But when you combine them, the research is clear. They work on us in ways we can actually feel. This is an acute idea. This is a must do. So why does gratitude matter? Gratitude gets a bad rap because it can sound forced or overly positive. But real gratitude isn't about pretending everything is fine. It's about teaching the brain to notice what supports us instead of scanning for the threat all day long. And that's not woo-woo. Study after study shows that people who practice gratitude consistently have better moods, better sleep, less anxiety, and a stronger sense of connection. Their brains are actually shifting towards noticing what's working, not what's dangerous or missing. So gratitude changes attention. Isn't that amazing? It changes memory. It changes how we relate to people around us. The best part? These changes come from tiny, doable moments, not grand gestures, just small, repeated check-ins that gently steer your mind towards steadiness. So what I would love for you to do now, it's optional, of course, but to take a moment now, close your eyes, not if you're driving, for a second, and think of one thing, just one, that supported you today. Could be tiny, could be a hot cup of tea, or a big something or someone that showed up for you. Hold that thought for a moment and notice how your body responds. That's gratitude starting to work. So why does nature matter so much? And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably already know this answer, but we need to talk about it. Why nature matters? You already know that it feels incredible to step outside and you may feel that your shoulders drop. But there's a reason that happens. The research is incredibly clear. Time outdoors lowers the psychological stress. That means your heart rate, your cortisol levels, your nervous system, they all respond. So nature gives the mind a break from this constant input that they're getting all day long. It clears mental clutter. It's like that feeling when you're cleaning your house, so to speak. You're clearing out that clutter in your brain. It restores attention and focus. people report feeling calmer, more centered, and more open. Think about when you're cleaning up a closet or cleaning up a space in your house and how good that feels afterwards. It's the same thing in your mind. And here's the part that matters for our busy, busy lives. It doesn't take hours. Even brief contact with the natural spaces creates measurable shifts in mood and stress levels. So I remember one morning in my neighborhood park, I wasn't planning to feel anything profound, but as I noticed the sunlight glistening on the frost, the sounds of the birds, and the crisp air on my cheeks, my stress literally melted for a few minutes. That's nature doing its work. And research shows those tiny moments add up over time. So now let's put these two things together. Researchers are finding that nature puts us in the exact emotional cognitive state where gratitude happens more naturally. Isn't that amazing? So outside, our minds soften, our attention widens, and we feel a little less like the center of the universe. That shift alone makes gratitude easier. And gratitude, in turn, makes time that we spend outside even more restorative. It helps us actually absorb the moment instead of rushing through it or thinking about the next thing on our list. So together, gratitude and nature create this incredible feedback loop. Nature calms us, which opens the door for gratitude, which boosts the connection and well-being, which draws us back outside, and then the cycle begins again. So as educators, as parents, as leaders in the community, bringing this concept of merging and marrying gratitude and nature, imagine the impact it would have on our children. Imagine that they are going outside, not even realizing that they are going to feel better just by being outside, and then us bringing in these gratitude practices into their world. It's incredible, the possibility. And to me, it's a must-do. It isn't just a pleasant thing to do, a nice thing to do. It's potent. Another quick option, the next time you step outside, especially with children, try this. Pause for one breath and notice one detail, a leaf, a bird, the texture of the bark. Name that something you feel grateful for in that moment. Even a tiny observation counts. That's the practice in action. So do it first for yourself, and then if you're working with children, do it with your children. It could be your family, the children that you're working with in your program, but try these very, very simple exercises and see what happens. Here's the bigger picture. Gratitude and time in nature are being taken seriously in mental health research and public health circles because they are reliably helping people feel better. Children, adults, doesn't matter what age you are, when you're going outside and you're practicing gratitude, combining these two forces together, folks are feeling less anxiety, they're feeling less depression, they're feeling more emotional stability, they're feeling better sleep, better focus, and a stronger sense that you can handle whatever life is throwing you. It's incredible because there's so much going on in the world right now that we need to infuse these practices in our worlds. These are small, natural practices that support the mind, body, and heart. And the best part is they don't cost anything. They don't require special training, but they work. Especially when you stick to them. It's a practice. It's a habit. So this is why I call it a must-do. So if you're already thinking, I don't have time, or gratitude feels fake, here's what the research shows. You don't need a lot of time. Even a few minutes matter. You don't need to feel grateful to start. The brain responds anyway. Consistency matters more than intensity. So even skeptics benefit. The nervous system, attention, the mood, they all respond even before your mind fully believes it. So here's my invitation to you. If you want to feel these shifts, not just hear about them, I've created a 30-day gratitude nature and challenge. So those two small little exercises that we did, imagine getting an email prompt every single day for 30 days, not only for you as the adult, but also an email prompt for the children that you're either working with or the children that are in your family. It's both. They come to you in your email. It's simple, it's structured, and it's designed to help you build a habit that science already tells us works. That's the reason why we've created the 30-day challenge, Gratitude in Nature Challenge, that you can create this habit. You're not committing to huge tasks. You're committing to showing up every day for yourself, for your children, for your family, for the program that you're working in, and giving your mind a chance to reset and connect. And imagine the health of our community if we all did this. We would feel calmer and we would be ready to take on the world. So all the details for the 30-Day Gratitude in Nature Challenge are in the show notes, and I invite you to join us. So in closing, I just want to note that gratitude in nature is powerful. It's grounding, and it's something we all need more of, especially as the world gets faster and faster and faster. We need to take that pause. We need to take that step back. I truly want to thank you for being here today. I'll see you next week, same time, same place, for another simple, science-backed research practice that can change the way that you feel, think, and show up in your life. If you choose to do the gratitude challenge, I would love to hear more about it in our Facebook page and also our Instagram page. So we'll see you over there and we'll talk soon. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take the next step and dive deeper into our community, here's how you can get involved. First, you can join our one-hour workshops. These happen every month with fresh and exciting new topics each time. It's a great way to get a taste for what we offer. If you enjoy the workshops, you can become part of our Circle membership community. And this will give you access to not only all the new workshops that happen every month, but it will also give you access to our entire workshop library, which is growing. It will also give you access to our monthly roundtable discussions. And also, as a member, you receive exclusive discounts on all our programs. It's wonderful, wonderful family. The final step, if you would like to dig deeper into our community, is to join our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program is for those educators who are eager to dig even deeper into our programming, and it's the perfect next step. If you want to learn more about each of these programs, or you're not sure where you need to start, or any questions that you might have, schedule a one-on-one discovery call with me, Victoria Hackett. I will put all of that information in the show notes. You can also go to our website at www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more information. We can't wait to welcome you into our community. Until next time,